And we've got Kenny with the National Weather Service on hand. How you doing, Kenny?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Going to be a little toasty this week, looks like.
Yes, we're going to be really warming up this week. You know, touching on today, upper 70s, but we're going to really turn it around by tomorrow. We're looking at a high of 90. So, and that those warm temperatures are actually going to hang with us all the way this week into the weekend, with upper 80s and lower 90s kind of in control of the area through the weekend.
We haven't really had a full week or a long stretch of real warm weather yet, but this is right about the time we kind of expect the temperatures to start edging up there and get into the upper 80s and some 90s on a consistent basis.
Yes, that's correct. If we look at the month so far, we've been quite cool for the balance of the month. We actually got up to 91 degrees June 2nd. That was just before the big rain that occurred across this area. And then after that, we were kind of stuck with some stubborn cloudiness. We only had some highs in the 60s for, 4 days after that.
Yeah. It was quite cool last week. How much rain did we end up with last week?
Totaling it all up, we ended up with 2.68 inches so far this month. So a good rain to start out the month.
Yeah.
We'll take it.
And what do we average precip-wise for the month of June?
We usually end up with about, probably about maybe 4.5 inches, something like that. So we're, we're over half. We probably got over half that for the month already. But as you know, you can get these dry spells, and before you know it, you're kind of back to normal or below normal. But for the month, we're doing quite well, so...
And our next chance of rain looks like early next week, if my phone app is correct at all.
Okay. Well, we don't have really good chances for this next week, but we do have about a 30% chance by this Wednesday evening. And then thereafter, thereafter, the rest of this week into the weekend, we're looking at about a 20 to 30% chance. It'll probably be mainly isolated showers or storms, but kind of during those evening hours, kind of after we heat up, we'll probably see some storms popping up here and there on a daily basis.
Wind-wise, looks like today could be breezy at times, nothing outlandish, but perhaps some gusts up around 25. And the rest of the week, what do you see as far as the wind is concerned?
Well, after today, starting tomorrow, we'll actually get southerly winds Tuesday on into the weekend, and probably more like a 5 to 15 mile per hour wind, sometimes up to 20 miles an hour, but not looking at any strong winds out of the south either. So all in all, a pretty warm and pleasant week coming up for everyone.
Storm potential really low, even if they come in Wednesday night. Severe weather is not, it says it's uncertain on your outlook at this time. Always potential when you get thunderstorms that it could become severe, but doesn't look like it's a real high chance of that we'll get any severe weather.
Now, we're going to be kind of under influence of an upper ridge. On a regional basis, there could be some stronger storms Wednesday evening over northeast Nebraska, but here across western Nebraska, we're not looking for any strong storms. There could be a potential here and there for some strong storms, later this week into the weekend. There's definitely some setup here and there, but I don't think we're going to get into that real organized severe storm for at least the foreseeable future. So.
And then one of the things, too, when we do get a stretch of real warm days, like we'll start tomorrow and run through the weekend, it looks like, with highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s, is it doesn't cool off quite as much at night either.
No. We've had some pretty cool nights the past several nights. But, once we warm up, we'll actually see all those lows for, like, the North Platte area anyway, getting down to around 60, you know, instead of the low to mid-40s that we've actually seen the past several days. So you'll notice that, too, for the nighttime hours, a milder nighttime temperature. Mm-hmm.
I know you're concerned zeroing in and fine-tuning forecast for probably up to a five-day period is kind of where you put most of your effort in, but once in a while kind of glance at what could be coming up down the pike. As far as a glimpse into the summer season, it's kind of hard to predict a whole season, but from what we had so far, We know in the past we can have, you know, these good rains and timely rains, but then we can quickly switch over and it seems like we'll get nothing for quite a while. Do you think that might be the case again this year, that we might have a go into a hot pattern, a hot and more dry pattern?
It's a little difficult to say, but I do think that we could see more of a hot, dry pattern set in. You know, we kind of seen it this spring. We had a lot of fire weather concerns going on, and thankfully we did get into a wet pattern there parts of May into early June. But, yeah, I would not be surprised to see a lot of more hot temperatures and dry conditions setting in for the summer. But there's not a strong signal for that, but we'll certainly have to keep an eye on that.
What are the, when you do your like 90-day outlooks, what are the main data points that you're looking at that goes into making a prediction for like a 90-day outlook?
Well, as you get into the seasonal outlooks, important things to watch is the El Nino Southern Oscillation, whether if you're in an El Nino or La Nina pattern or neutral. Mm-hmm. So they look at that as a gauge as to whether, you know, parts of the region will see a favor above normal temperatures, below normal, same with precipitation, whether it's above or below, which is influenced by those specific sea surface temperatures.
Right. Have we made a transition between the two, El Nino and La Nina? Have we seen any shift in that of late?
We've actually, as we got from the winter into the spring, we kind of went more neutral. So it's kind of supposed to stay more in a neutral phase here as we get into the these early summer month periods now. So that's why we're a little uncertain which direction we these things could go. If it was a strong La Nina or El Nino, we would know a little bit more about maybe what to expect. So.
Mm-hmm. And I know the other thing that you really zero in on is where the jet stream sets up, and where is that at right now? Because that kind of determines in large share how many storms we get, right?
Yeah, it does. As we head into this week, we're going to see that jet stream kind of up across North Dakota. So that's where the more seasonal temperatures are going to be across North Dakota and on into Canada. And then you'll see those above normal temperatures, you know, down into South Dakota and Nebraska, this part of the region. So, that jet stream has definitely lifted north, and it looks to remain that way at least for the next week or so.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I think there's a lot of people that are ready for some consistently very warm weather, and if they like temperatures in the upper 80s and lower 90s, they're going to get a healthy dose of that this week. Does it look like we might come down a little bit next week at this point, or too early to say on that?
A little too early to say. I know that there's a signal of it maybe warming up a little bit more. We might even see some low or maybe even some mid-90s by later this weekend. The upper ridge over the southwestern United States kind of builds up into the central plains this weekend. And then perhaps that will probably linger into at least a week from now. So the early part of next week looks like a pretty good signal for still some temperatures getting up over 90 degrees. So,
Well, Kenny, we thank you so much for taking part of your morning to visit with us radio guys here. We appreciate it, and hope you have a great week. Doesn't look like it's going to be too intense storm-wise, and that's probably what you live for over there a little bit. But I guess you like having down weeks and quiet weeks too, huh?
Oh, yeah, certainly. You know, it's nice to have a little bit of downtime on the severe weather. It gives everyone a chance to, kind of take a break from that and focus on the other things that come along with the weather. So,
all right. Well, you take care. Have a good week, and we'll talk to you on down the line.
All right. Well, thanks again.
Okay.
Have a great day.